Howdy, everyone. Welcome to Sunday. How you going?
Ooh.
Jimmy's just got on his motorbike.
I thought it was a horse.
I don't know. Oh. What were you doing?
Horse or motorbike?
Nah, that's a new game.
That's a horse.
See, I reckon that could be a Harley.
What it is?
That's a horse running really fast.
No, no, that's a Datsun's just driven past, I reckon.
Dada. Welcome, I love these. Guys. I love the weekend pods where we're just going a bit, you know.
Bit loose.
Raw dogging it.
Don't say that like that. What's wrong with you? People listen to this, Nathan.
Why can't you say raw dogging it?
Not in that voice.
Raw dogging it. Whoa. Jimmy's headed off.
Whose horse is that? No, Grace, you missed it. We had a chat with one of our bosses the other day, and he was like, because we've got so many bosses, I can't remember.
The thing is now, because we're national, we've got a boss in every state, guys. Sometimes we've got multiple bosses in the same state.
We've got bosses that send us emails we've never met.
Yeah.
And they're just like, show sounded great, guys. And we're like,
got some thoughts. Sorry, who are you?
But one of our bosses, I can't remember his name. Yeah. He was saying, Grace, that these podcasts, he goes, you should go really, you know, just go get a bit weird. You know what I mean? Show people the real you. And afterwards, because this is when Grace was off sick, yeah. Me and Nate went, we can't do that.
We'll lose our jobs.
We can go a little loose, but you can't get to know the real us.
No.
But you don't want to know the real us.
No.
It's fun with an air of mystery.
Because sometimes I get scared of the real us, you know? Sometimes when we're just talking off air, I go, geez, we're not normal people, are we?
Well, I was at you hear it on the show. I'm talking about, we actually even do a phoner of, you know, 13, 10, 60. What do you do when your partner's getting ready? Because my partner took about an hour and a half to get ready yesterday. I had a nap for an hour of that. I took non-alcoholic beers because I'm off the drink. I've been off for like 6 months, right?
Mm.
So I took them to this engagement party last night, and someone was chatting to me because I'm holding it. I was drinking the Heineken Zeros.
Sure.
And they're like, oh, you're not drinking? I went, yeah, I haven't drunk for about 6 months. They're like, why? And I was like, oh, look, I wasn't the best bloke, you know, on the booze. And they were like, nah, you were good. And I'm like, you don't know me.
You haven't seen me. You know me now.
You might have. Yeah, no, go,
oh,
Grace.
No, I was going to say, is this a person that has been with you while you were drinking? Or?
Oh, I have drunk in front of this person, but I don't, like, a casual drink at an event. Like, you don't know me personally.
A corporate red wine. Yeah.
They're like, oh, you were great when you were emceeing that event. You had one beer backstage.
Mate, I was on the, I was on the clock.
You don't know me.
Yeah, you don't want to know, mate. When we pull the curtains up, oof. There are some ugly things, aren't there?
Speaking of curtains, Grace, your engagement party is coming up. This is the last podcast that we're doing for a while.
Yes.
So, yeah, I'd like to pull the curtains back and love, you know, people to know a little bit about your engagement party. You know what I mean? Because people aren't going to be able to go.
Yeah. So, I'm really excited about it. It's this cute little rooftop bar.
How many people?
About 70.
So, yes. A lot of people are coming.
Yeah, a lot of people are.
So if people didn't make that 70 list, geez, they must be on the outer.
No, look.
Because 70 is a lot.
It is. But when you're thinking about, like, for an engagement party, you've got two people with guest lists. So Diana had to have their friends and I had to have my friends and stuff. And, like, I could list, you know, 70-odd people of my own that I would love to be there.
All right, mate.
No, I'm not saying they want to be there. I'm saying I would love to have them there.
I could name 100 people.
So there were, unfortunately, a lot of people we had to leave off the list, which was really sad. But
who has more people coming, you or Diana?
I think I do. I've got more family.
You've got
stuff.
Lots of joint friends, though.
We do have a lot of joint friends, yeah.
Shared friends.
Shared friends.
Can I ask, Grace, so 70 people at the engagement, how many people can go to the wedding? Do you know yet?
Or? I've set a limit of about 110.
100. Is there a possibility that people at the engagement won't make the wedding?
Yeah, it's possible. Because, I mean, the wedding's still around 2 years away. So, you know,
people could drop off.
There are people in my life 2 years ago now that weren't in my life 2 years ago. And there are people in my life that were there 2 years ago and aren't here now.
So right. Diana might not even be there.
No, Diana will be there, I hope.
Wouldn't that be a turn of events?
Oh, we might not be there.
Oh, what if we're not? What if you drop us?
I'm not going to drop you guys. It's more likely you'll drop me.
I was trying to.
The reason I asked that question, Grace, is the engagement party I went to last night, they've set a date for their wedding, right?
Yes.
And it's the same day, isn't it? We have to pick.
we have to pick. No, it's 2 years. So it's not next year, it's a year after, right?
Mm.
And and they were telling people, they're like, yeah, we're recently going to engage. We've already set a date. We're really excited. And people at the engagement party were going, oh, well, yeah, I can't wait to go to the wedding. Mm. And like, they both, they were just like, ha-ha, like, they never, like, said anything.
Very presumptuous.
Like,
well,
yeah, you've got to be... It was a very diplomatic about it
moment throughout the engagement party because people kept bringing it up and people kept assuming that just because they'd made the engagement, they were going to make the wedding. And in my head, I'm like, I don't think it works.
I was talking to my mum and I was like, is it bad etiquette to invite someone to the engagement party that might not make it to the wedding list?
Yeah.
And mum was like, I don't think so because it's a different celebration. It's a different time in your life. Like, I think it's just like, it's a really like, this is who I love now. And but also like recognizing that life is transient, people will come and go, and that's okay.
Are we talking about Diana again?
No.
This is who I love now.
But yeah, I'm just excited to celebrate with people that I you know, I love and are a big part of my life right now.
Just so you know, Grace, if you know, if the worst is to happen and Diana wasn't there, we're not going to drop you. We'll keep you, but we'll Nath, we could do something fun on the show, like 13, 10, 6. You want to marry Grace? Like we could find someone.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You are getting married on that date. I don't know who to, but. We could turn that into content.
As if people wouldn't want to tune into the radio show that's asking you to call up and marry our producer. Like, who wouldn't want to listen
and
to that
Grace
radio?
Is an absolute catch, too. Oh, yeah. You're an absolute catch.
Oh, I'm a bit. There's a bit of baggage and stuff.
That's how I feel now. Wait for 2 years.
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
Oh, that's it, Australia. Sunday coming right at you. Look out. Welcome to the end of your week. Of course, welcome to the show. We are Jimmy and Nath. We are live with you every Saturday and Sunday until next week. But let's not talk about that because we're off next week. Let's focus on the present, guys. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, because the present's a gift, isn't it?
Oh, so is Jim. God, you're poetic this morning. Off and
this
on the
morning,
show.
Mate, full of inspirational quotes. Just shake me. They fall out.
Hold him upside down, you know what I mean? Coins and quotes come out.
Full of coins and quotes. How's everyone going? What's everyone doing yesterday? Let's go around the room. Let's check in. We didn't hang out. Grace, what did you do yesterday?
I was going to go out, but then I didn't.
So another thrilling weekend for producer Grace.
Yep. I was like, I was going to go out on my own, meet people out, and then one of my friends was like, I probably won't go. And I was like, all right, I won't either.
You know, one of the classic things, Jim, is you always say to Grace, oh, you'd be fun at parties. She wouldn't even be at the party to be fun. Because she wouldn't go.
That's the bit. That's the gag when I say she'd be fun at parties. We'll never know because she's never there. I got it with a beauty, though. I was out. I was at a high tea, and honestly, not my cup of tea.
Nice, yeah. No, your cup of tea. Well done.
No, it was. Nathan, you were at a Bucks party.
Yeah, geez, I tell you what, all three of us had a different kind of weekend, didn't we? Grace slept. Jimmy was at a high tea, and I was at a Bucks party. The best was Jimmy and I were sharing photos. He was sending me cucumber sandwiches, and I was sending him other things. So
I was like. They sent me a video and I replied with a photo of the like the high teas that comes out like these like
sandwiches.
What do you call them?
They're like tiered tower thing. I don't know what they're called.
Like tiered plate thing. Yeah, I know what it is.
Yeah, multiple plates sort of stacked up on this thing. And so I just sent Nate that back. I didn't even say anything. And then Nate just replies and goes, "We're having different days." But so I'm at this high tea and. So it was my partner's cousin's 30th.
Nice.
So we're all there at this high tea, whatever. Anyway, so there's a group chat, the Jimmy Nathan Grace group chat. It's fun. It's a good time.
Yep.
And but I was in trouble for being on my phone. So my partner was like, "Get off your phone." And I was like, "All right," because I may have also told him Nathan was sending me videos from the Bucks party.
And those videos like, probably weren't for anybody else to see, especially an audience at a high tea.
Yeah. Not your. Why this like slow? There's a guy on a piano playing slow jazz.
You're not leaning over to Auntie Leanne and showing her the videos.
So she goes, "Get off your phone." So I'm off my phone. Anyway, so Grace goes for a walk yesterday, 0.98 kilometres.
Oh, good on you, Grace.
I'm just walking my dog around the block.
Almost at a kilometre too. Yep. So that's really good. You're closing in on it.
So I did the automated reply off my Apple Watch.
Mm-hmm.
And then Grace replied to that. And then, Nathan, you know, I have, like, these automated responses on my watch.
Yes, and you customise them often for me as well.
Yeah, so I'm just replying to Grace off my Apple Watch because my partner's banned me from being on my phone.
Sure.
And one of the my automated responses is, "Can I call you later?" And then Grace has gone, "Yeah, sure." And then I was sitting there for a bit and I went, I don't think Grace knew this is a bit. I think she really thinks
you thought you were in trouble.
I thought I was in so much trouble, or I was like, something's happening to Jimmy. He needs to talk it through with me, or like I've done something, and he's like, hey, actually, I know it's like Saturday afternoon, but we really need to have a catch up about your performance. Like, I thought I was getting fired.
So I get my phone, and then my partner's like, I told you, no phones. And I'm like, I automated reply to Grace and she'll be stressing. And so then I text Grace and go, Grace, just so you know, these are automated responses on my Apple Watch. I'm not really wanting to call you.
Yeah.
And then Grace, you're like, oh, I was so scared.
I was so scared. Well,
guys, I'm sorry I didn't get involved. I was busy.
All happened in the Jimmy Nath group chat. Nothing from Nate.
No, as we said, I had a different kind of Saturday.
The Jimmy and Nath Show podcast.
Producer Grace, you can confirm men are stupid.
Oh, absolutely.
Jesus,
I mean, just judging from you guys.
Yeah, but you just said Scooby-Doo's
here.
Maybe we're not that stupid. Maybe we're not that stupid after all.
Maybe we're not.
No, you just share one brain.
Yeah, but God, it's a good one.
It's a good one. Scooby-Doo's here. Well, look, yes, men are stupid, but if you're a bloke listening to the show this morning and you're a first-time dad, a new dad, apparently you might have an excuse because researchers have found that men may experience brain shrinkage following the birth of their first child.
What? Okay, this is...
What?
I was about to say wow. I was about to say wow and why together, and I went wow.
And then we're back to being idiots. Oh, we had it for
just a little bit, wasn't it?
Just a little bit, yeah. Becoming a new parent can take some time to adjust. Many women experiencing cognitive struggles during pregnancy and after birth, which is commonly referred to as baby brain.
Yep.
And that makes a lot of sense. You know, women are amazing creatures, aren't they, Producer Grace?
Oh, absolutely. And you're sharing a body with another human.
They bring life into this world. Yeah. What are blokes doing?
Make a human inside you.
It's insane.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Well, meanwhile, we're sharing the happy gas, you know? God, you can do it, babe.
You can You stream the footy in the...
The doctor's like, sir, she's going to need some of that. Yeah, okay, yeah, sure.
So researchers found on average new fathers lost up to 2% of their corteal volume following the birth of their first child. The reason for the shrinkage is currently unclear, but they've done a lot of research that they can't find the reason. Like, there's no certain chemical reaction happening. They believe, I mean, if you believe in evolution,
Darwin's arrived.
They're saying,
careful, mate, you'll fall off the end of the earth.
So, children, obviously, when you're very young, there's not a lot going on, right?
Sure.
We've all met kids. They can't even speak. Mm. What's going on, guys? You know what I mean? So the researchers have claimed that men are making themselves do it because over years of evolution, they're trying to dumb themselves down to communicate with children, be around children, like be like, hello.
So they're trying to relate to their baby.
Yes.
Right.
And so over years and like I'm talking millions of years of doing this, our brains have evolved to the point of when the baby's born, men's go, duh, and then they try and, you know, do the baby talk and whatever.
Wow.
Hmm. Isn't that, I found that so interesting.
That is very interesting.
It also sounds, was this study done by a bloke?
No, if it was done by a bloke, mate, we'd be like, oh, they're dumb all the time or something, you know what I mean?
Nah, that's
we'd
true.
Have some excuse.
There wouldn't be this much work going into it.
I just love evolution stuff. Again, you might not be into it, you know, if you don't believe it, but where do you guys feel? You into evolution? Into that theory?
I lost some brain cells last night, probably.
It's not even what we're talking.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
Producer Grace, I'd love to get your thoughts on global warming here because you really sat out of the evolution chat, okay?
I didn't get a
don't
chance
be
to talk,
don't
okay?
Be offense,
she
I
doesn't
know,
believe in this
Earth
either.
Earth is getting warmer and it's terrifying.
Oh, yeah, why'd you roll your eyes?
Why is she winking at me?
I don't know, but she's bloody shoveling coal at the same time here. I don't know what's going on.
Big coal fan. The Bureau of Meteorology, sad news this morning. They have confirmed a third La Nina event will hit Australia's east coast this summer. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so not great. We're only chatting about it during the week. It even came up, if you don't know, we do late nights. Don't listen this week because we won't be here.
No, we've got the week off, guys.
Yeah, we've got the week off. But, Grace, what was it? We did it in the Google off on Thursday night. It was is it the second time this has ever happened?
This is the third time it's happened since 1950. So it's kind of getting progressively more that we're having three La Ninas back to back.
In a row.
Yes.
Yeah. Nasty.
So, yeah, in their fortnightly climate driver update, key atmospheric pressure and oceanic indicators show an established La Nina, BOM said. So La Nina events increase the chances of above-average rainfall for northern and eastern Australia during the spring and summer. So, yeah, we're looking for potentially a wet summer.
They normally only occur every 3 to 7 years as well, but we've had it back-to-back seasons since 2020.
It's heartbreaking,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Which is, yeah, this time next week, it's my engagement party. It's on a beautiful rooftop. I know, I'm so sorry.
But here we go, mate.
I looked at the weather report and it's supposed to rain and I'm really upset about it.
Is there a roof?
There's a retractable roof, but it doesn't have the same vibe as being on a rooftop with a roof on it. Because then you're not on the rooftop, are you?
It kind of does take it away, yes, a little, yeah, bit. Yeah, when you close the roof on the rooftop. May as well be inside.
Obviously, Nathan and I can't attend if it's raining. It's,
you know. No, we don't do outdoor events. Sorry. No,
we're not outdoor guys.
No,
you know
we're not.
I mean?
We're not outdoorsy, no. And our fee goes through the roof if it's raining. So yeah. We've got weather terms in our contract.
We laugh, but somewhere someone charges extra to host events if it's wet. Not us.
Absolutely.
Look, I thought to celebrate this, because I believe there is some sunny weather around Australia right now, but I guess there's only one way to find out.
Jimmy and Ace's Rapid Weather Reports.
Yeah, we absolutely love this. It's Jimmy and Ace's Australia-wide Rapid Weather Report. So basically, guys, let me tell you what's happened here. Our show has been banned from weather reports, Jim, because it is very hard, as we've said before, to give weather updates for everywhere in the country. We simply don't have enough time. But, Jim, we said, screw you, bosses. Didn't we? We said,
screw you, bosses!
Screw you, bosses, because we have found a way that we can, and that's with Jimmy and Ace Rapid Weather Reports. Australia, how this works is 131060. You jump on the phones right now, and as fast as you can, you tell us where you are and what the weather is like. We're going to try and get through as many weather updates as possible. It is as simple as that. 131060, jump on the phones right now. Just tell us, what's the weather like where you are?
Yeah, because, you know, for those who don't know, we used to do Hobart Breakfast, so, you know, there used to be heaps of weather chat, because, you know, and wherever you're listening to this show, maybe, you know, maybe you're in Melbs, you'd have, you know, Fox FM. I'm sure Fev always jumps on, chats about the weather. He goes, hey, God, it's bloody raining.
Of course he would. Yeah.
Yep. You know, friends up in Brisbane, you know, B105. I'm sure Abby, she jumps on, she goes, guys, it's raining again.
Oh, and we know Hughesy does it all the time in Sydney. Like, he loves
it. Guys, it's raining.
And don't get me started on Kimber over in Perth, constantly, constantly doing weather updates.
Pete Corelli over in WA going.
And hang on, Bet Corsi and Limo, are you also doing a weather update?
Oh, don't get me started on Maz Compton on the Central Coast.
Oh,
I can't go
out
and surf, guys. Hey, I can't go out and do my shuckers.
Cliffo and Gabby, are you guys also doing some weather in regional Queensland?
Oh, mate, Alan over in WA regionally. Alan's like, I can't get out in 10. Jeez, who else have we missed? Oh, there's too many shows.
There is too many, but well done to us for remembering a lot of those.
A lot of them. Yeah, well done to us.
Yeah, well done to all
those
people.
And apologies to anyone we missed. Yeah. We'll get the email.
Sorry, everybody, but we don't have time to do weather. We don't have time to name all the shows, but they're all out there, guys.
There's too many shows.
Absolutely, there is. Okay, 131060, Australia, you jump on the phones right now. You give us a rapid weather report. Jim, we'll do a little example here. So, where do you want to be? Oh, well, you can do the example. I'll throw it to you. Where do you want to be?
I can be where I am because I'm currently in Hobart.
Okay, so
we're not together, Australia. Nace in Sydney. I'm
I know.
Hobart.
Okay, so I'm going to throw to you. I'll say your name and I'll ask where you are. Okay, Jimmy, where are you?
Hey, Jimmy and Nath, I'm currently in Hobart looking outside. It's very sunny, only a few clouds, and there is no snow on the mountain.
Perfect, mate. That is exactly... See how quick you did that as well? And that's what we're after, guys. 131060. Australia, jump on the phones right now. We want your rapid weather report.
The Jimmy and Nath Show Podcast.
You got the Jimmy and Nath Show and the bosses, Jim. The bosses told us we couldn't do it. We couldn't do nationwide weather updates. There wasn't enough time. There simply wasn't enough time. So you and I, we've come up with a way that we can, and it's called Jimmy and Nath's Rapid Weather Report.
Jimmy and Nath's Rapid Weather Reports.
Yeah, how this works is we whip around the country as quickly as we can, get to as many people as we can, Jim, and we try and get super quick, rapid weather reports, just so we can try and get a snapshot on what the weather's like around the country.
Yeah, you know, if you listen to this network, which you should do 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Yes.
Your brekkie shows during the week will probably do weather chats, but apparently we're not allowed to because we're national, we're everywhere. Well, we laugh in the face of danger.
Sucked in danger.
And we also never listen to our bosses. Which
what?
Now, upon further reflection, is not a great idea.
No.
But we're going to try. As Nate said, we're going to try and do weather updates from all around the country. And, you know, I think it's helpful. I think this way we'll all sort of know what's going on.
Absolutely. All right, Jim, are you ready for our rapid weather reports to kick off?
Just quickly.
Yes.
Can you talk me? So we'll throw to a person, right?
Yes. Yep.
Are we going to chat to him anymore or then do it like
nah, before we get because we don't have time. We don't have time. Because we've got to get through as many as we can. You know what I mean? If there is something you do want to ask and you must ask that question, feel free.
A limit of one question per person, but ideally not every person gets a question.
Correct. All right. Okay. Are you ready to kick these off?
I'm excited.
Okay, let's do it. Number one on the list. Scott, where are you?
I'm in, Cleveland. In Brisbane, and it is sunny. And Jimmy and Nate, you guys are awesome.
Oh, thank you. Scott even threw that in there. I love that. Lisa, where are you?
Hopefully, producer Grace didn't ask you to do that.
It's Lisa in Glenorchy, Tasmania. 7 degrees, slight breeze, slightly overcast, and we miss you in Hobart.
Oh, thank you, Lisa. That's beautiful.
Thank you, Lisa. That's lovely.
Kate, ooh,
compliments.
Kate, where are you?
Sorry.
We're rapid. Kate, where are you?
Hi guys, I'm on Burleigh Beach. It's a stunning 18 degree and sunny day.
That's good.
No, well, I finally don't say anything and you go to the next one.
Tony, where are you?
G'day guys, I'm coming to you from beautiful Kosava. It's a beautiful day.
Ron, where are you?
On Harvey Bay, Queensland, mate. It's sunny. Little bit of fog and, no rain, no clouds, no nothing.
Oh, we love that. How good is that? Jasmine, where are you? Jasmine?
Oh, hello. We've just got to the Gold Coast and it's sunny, partly cloudy with a chance of rain.
Oh, that's good. That is
good. Where were you? You say you just got there. Where were you, Jasmine?
We were in Brisbane. We're just travelling down to the Gold Coast for a market store that we're holding.
Okay, how was the weather in Brisbane? Do another update.
Sunny, no clouds, and a beautiful day with a top of 23.
Well done, Jazz. You got two out. Very good. And finally, Ricky from Townsville. Come on, Rick.
How you doing? 28 degrees. 28 degrees with 95% humidity and heading over to Maggie Island.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Oh, Magnetic Island. That's your grandma used to pot a bloke over there.
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
Please welcome producer Grace for some goss. Goss of Grace. Goss of Grace. Goss
of Grace. Goss of Grace. Some sad royal news this morning. Prince Harry and Meghan Markle appear to have been uninvited from an event hosted by King Charles and Camilla Queen Consort at Buckingham Palace on Sunday evening. So apparently the state reception will be held for a number of world leaders and foreign royals, including President Joe Biden, French President Emmanuel Macron, and Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. However, a spokesperson for King Charles III confirms that the invite is for working members of the royal family only, and it's not clear why Meghan and Harry initially received an invitation.
Burn.
Yes. And apparently, this is all, I mean, there's sources coming out and saying stuff now. So take it all with a grain of salt, obviously.
The royal sources.
Yes. Another palace insider has added that they are told that they only found out they were uninvited by reading press reports.
Oh, I don't believe that. And also, do they care? They left the royal family.
They did. I don't know. It feels a bit cold to uninvite the Queen's grandson from an event to celebrate the Queen's life just because he's not a working member of the royal family anymore.
Look, when you first went, there's one event we're all talking about, Queen's funeral, right?
Yes. Yeah, that's a big one.
So when you start with they've been uninvited, the only event I know is that. So in my head, I'm like, they've been uninvited to this funeral?
Oh, that's rough.
He can't go to his grandma's funeral.
That's rough.
Sorry, guys. Working family members only. Yeah.
You made this decision, Harry.
There is the queue. You can line up if you want to see Granny. I think it's
only 11 hours now if you want,
it
Harry.
It hit 24
Meghan.
Hours last night. Wild. People lining up to walk past Queen Elizabeth II's casket.
Third. Jeez, you've moved fast, haven't you?
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
Nate, producer Grace, was only chatting about this a bit earlier. If you missed the start of the show, the three of us are talking about our weekends. Nath was at a Bucks party.
Yeah, it's a Bucks.
Stag Doo.
Yeah. That's right. I always forget that they're called Stag Doos.
Stag Doos.
Oh, who's the Buck? Quick, make him do a shot.
Yeah. What are we doing?
Let's dress him forever. Up. Put him in a dress and a wig.
It's time to a poll. Oh, we're so funny.
Let's blindfold him and put him around in circles so he doesn't know where he is.
He sounds so awful.
Let's beat him up.
Oh, what? Quick, let's slap him on the bottom and kiss him. What?
It's a weird stag, dude.
I'm a bloke and I don't understand Bucks parties.
I don't get it either, mate.
I don't understand
it. I've never understood them.
Producer Grace, you were just at home.
Yeah, I watched that new J-Lo movie, Marry Me, with my mum. Awful, by the way. Highly recommend it.
I just love that you watched a movie with your mum and I was slapping a buck on the butt.
Come here and kiss me. And I was talking about, so I had a had an engagement party last night, and also had a 30th, high tea. So I went from a 30th to an engagement party.
You had, had a busy day.
Oh, I know. And the night before, I bloody went out to dinner with friends.
Who am I? Look, Jeez, this social guy.
You're a socialite, mate. You love it.
I think the antidepressants are working.
Be outside in the sunshine chatting to people. So look, yesterday, yeah, we went from, so it was back to back. So there was actually a bit of an overlap. So we were late to the engagement and we left the 30th a bit early. But sure. Both of them understood because it was, the 30th was my partner's cousin who she's very close with. An engagement party's a close friend of ours, Nath. You weren't there. You couldn't go because you had the Bucks party.
I told you what I was doing. Yeah.
I just introduced everyone. My partner Ash is Nath. I went, Ash will be playing Nath today. And she did a great job.
She does a lovely Nath.
Yeah, she does great. There was pizzas there, and she would have done you proud, mate. She really hooked in.
Good on her. So, she's a much better looking Nath. I'm happy for that brand.
Yeah, I've kissed both of you, and she's much, much better. So,
I've got good lips. Softer.
Oh, you do. Big, soft lips.
Oh, come here.
Yeah, look, yesterday, and you guys would probably both sort of be across this, is, so Ash, you know, put a lot of work in, you know, she went from a 30th to an engagement party, you know, she's got to get ready, you know, there's the showering, there's the drying of the hair, there's the straightening of the hair, there's the makeup, there's the, what dress am I going to wear? This is probably stuff, Grace, that you go through when you do go out every, you know, 6 months.
She's got one dress, mate. She wore about 3 years ago.
It does, what a... Usually, it is a lot of effort for women that they have to put in if they choose to do so. And blokes, we just sort of slap something on Nathan, head out the door.
Oh, shower, dry the hair, you'd be right, mate. Absolutely. Yeah. Mm.
So yesterday, as Ash was getting ready for the 30th and then the engagement party, I was sleeping.
So you were ready? Were you already ready and then you just had a nap?
No, I just knew. I had a collared shirt, a blue collared shirt. I had jeans and I wore Vans.
Mm.
So Ash was like, you gotta get ready. And so I knew in my head, I was like, I reckon I've got an hour here. So, okay. Well, actually, I got an hour and a half. So I was like, I laid out my clothes. I went into our bed and put an hour timer on and was like, I can sleep for an hour. The hour timer went off.
Yeah.
Got up, quick shower, threw the clothes on. I was ready.
Was she ready by the time you'd done that?
No.
Okay, speaking from my experience as someone that puts a lot of work into my appearance when I go out and, you know, having had boyfriends in the past and my partner Diana is, you know, a throw things on and get out the door kind of person.
I get Diana though.
The most annoying thing in the world is when you've spent 2 hours getting ready and you're like, finally, I'm ready, let's go. And your partner's like, I just got to put my shoes on. And it's like, you had 2 hours to do this.
100%. That was me yesterday. So I hadn't put the Vans on yet. And so I was like, all right, we're ready. And I'm in, like, I've got my shirt on, my jeans.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm ready. She's like, all right, let's go. And I was like, just going to put my shoes on.
Put my shoes on. And then they go,
the most annoying thing in the world.
You've had so long. So you had an hour and a half and your shoes aren't on. And then I was like, you can drive. I'll put them on in the car. So what? So I want to ask on 13 10 60, what does your partner do while you're getting ready? Because as Grace said, it was about 2 hours usually on average for you to get ready. For me yesterday, it was my partner Ash took about an hour and a half to get ready. I had a nap. Nath, what do you do while Meg's getting ready?
I often put on an episode of The Office. You know what I mean? Or four.
Watch some TV.
I'll watch some TV. Because I'll get ready in the space of like 2-3 minutes. Meg, my partner, absolutely hates that. So I'll just put on Netflix. And the worst is I've been ready for hours, right? And then she's ready to go and you're like, all right, let's go. It's like, there's 5 minutes left of this episode. Come on. If I watch this, I've rounded out 3 episodes.
Babe, there's 5 minutes left and I just got to put my shoes on.
131060. Australia, jump on the phones right now. What does your partner do whilst you're getting ready? I love this. Jimmy naps, Nath watches TV. 131060. What does your partner do whilst you're getting ready?
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
Yeah, just asked 131060, what does your partner do while you're getting ready?
What does your partner do? For work or what?
131060, what do you do? What do you do for a crust?
No, what about 131060? What are you doing? What are you doing now?
Isn't that like I went to this engagement party last night, and that's sort of what led this conversation. I went to a 30th, then an engagement party.
Sure.
Partner was getting ready for like an hour and a half. I managed to squeeze in an hour nap, and then I had a quick shower, threw on my clothes, good to go. But last night, Nathan, I'm chatting to people you don't know, and such an easy go to. So I'm like, so what do you do for a living?
It's so good. And then they just talk about them, and then you go, great, see you later.
Yeah, but don't ask me.
It's so good. Beck from North Lakes. Hey, Beck, how are you?
Hello, I'm good.
Beck, what does your partner do while you're getting ready?
He just drinks and smokes.
Yeah, okay.
And he tells me to hurry up.
Okay. Beck, how long on average are you, so say you're going out to a party or something, how long on average are you taking to get ready?
Well, we just were finished going to a wedding, so I'll talk about that one. I take about 40 minutes. I'm actually not too bad.
That's all right. 40 minutes is okay. Yeah. And how long does he take, Beck?
So he actually takes 10 to 15. He claims he takes 5 minutes.
We always think it's a lot shorter. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good 10, 15. But he says to me, nearly done, I'm ready to go. And I said, you're not even dressed. He goes, it'll take me a couple of minutes to get dressed. I'm like, well, then get dressed. We've got to go. And then he will get dressed. And then he says, oh, I've got to go gel my hair. And then he goes to gel his hair. And then he needs to have a smoke break. And then he goes, oh, hang on, my shoes aren't even on.
He'll have a smoke break during doing...
Yeah, he'll have a smoke break during his hair issue.
This is good.
So, okay. Beck, you're done. You're finished, and he's really sort of, that's when he starts.
I'm finished, yes. And then he'll go, oh, have you got my ID?
How many drinks is he getting through? How many drinks and how many ciggies is he getting through while you're getting ready, Beck?
Darling, how many drinks do you have while I get ready?
Six to eight.
I love that he's there in the background.
He's like, yeah, it's
true. Mate, I'll get through a case while you're getting ready. Brad from Mountain Creek. G'day, Brad.
Morning. How are you?
Good. Brad, what do you do while your partner's getting ready?
So I have a hobby of fixing lawnmowers. So I'll generally just chuck a lawnmower up and start fixing it.
I was not expecting that. So you just won't go out to the shed and start fixing a lawnmower?
Pretty much.
So how long on average does your partner take to get ready, Brad?
Oh, it can be an hour, it can be longer.
Right.
Yeah. She comes out looking stunning, don't get me wrong.
Yeah, but so do your lawnmowers.
You gotta, I'm getting a nap away. You're getting some work done, Brad.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm making $100. It's fine.
You're actually making money.
He's making
when your
money.
Ready.
Jasmine from Kashmir. Hi, Jazz.
Hi.
What does your partner do while you're getting ready?
My father and my dad, right when it's time to walk out the door, they have to go and do a poo.
I'm guilty of that one as well.
Yeah, I do that one. Yeah. And Jazz, how long are you taking to get ready? So how much time would they have had to do their number two before you're ready?
At least an hour.
They've had an hour.
Plenty
and then,
of time, yeah.
Right, okay. And so and it's right when you're leaving, they're both of them at the same time?
Yes.
Like
No, we live in different places.
Right,
but it's just all of the men in my life. It's always been a thing.
No, it is. We're very much like, I just actually need to squeeze one out.
Yeah, because I don't know what the bathroom's going to be like at this party. Maybe that was what Brad was talking about. He doesn't actually fix lawnmowers. That's just a euphemism for going out.
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
And again, apologies if you have a bit of Queen fatigue. We know Grace does, Nate.
do we ever.
If you didn't know, we're taking a week off. So maybe when we come back, the news won't be as... Because I was looking for news. Because we look for stuff to chat about in the show.
Mm.
And yesterday, I was sitting there at home. I had the laptop open. I'm like, there's just so much Queen stuff.
Well, the thing is, there's so... Like, on all the news sites I was looking at, let's be honest, it's mainly the Daily Mail, but there's whole sections under a heading of, like, Queen news. And there's, like, 50 articles.
Mate, I went, as I said to you guys, probably didn't happen at your Bucks party last night, Nate. But I went from a 30th to an engagement party. Yeah. And it was like, there'd be a lull in the conversation and someone would go, so the Queen's dead.
No, believe it or not, that was half the conversation at the Bucks last night.
Or this is the other big one that was last night. Multiple people complaining about the public holiday. They're like, oh, bloody, they put it on a Thursday. I'm going to have to take Friday off now because I'm not going to work Friday after the Thursday.
Oh, you poor buggers.
Yeah. Like, so, look, yeah, apologies. We've got more Queen news here. Police have arrested a man who witnesses say ran up to the Queen's coffin.
Ran up to it?
Yeah, tried to give it a little, like, well,
like
tap,
a,
tap.
Like a good luck tap or something.
I don't know. Onlookers said the man tried to, yeah, touch the Queen's coffin. A witness said some person decided that they were going to try and push my seven-year-old niece out of the way, run up to the coffin, lift up the standard and try to do I don't know what.
Oh, try and open the coffin.
Well, I mean, they didn't get there, so I don't actually, like, I think this is, you know, they're just putting a bit of mayo on
what,
it now.
What could have happened they were, if they got there?
They were trying to open it up, jump in there.
Yeah.
I feel bad for this seven-year-old niece, though, because I don't know if you've seen, there's a few news things that have, like, just put a photo up, because they didn't get, like, photos of this bloke running up the coffin.
Sure.
But allegedly he knocked over this seven-year-old niece, so there's just photos of this crying girl.
Oh, that's awful.
Surely he
did. We need to take a photo of a seven-year-old crying.
Yeah,
sorry.
I know, because the other guy was too quick, was he? Yeah. But surely he didn't get anywhere near the coffin. There would be so much security.
Well, see, what I'm thinking of, there's this 24-hour queue at the moment in England, like, for mourners to kind of come up and wait for 24 hours in order
David
to
Beckham
see.
David Beckham was there. Did you know that?
13 hours. That's all my Twitter is. 13 hours he waited. But did he wait in line for like 24 hours and then run up, or did he just like skip the queue?
Well, David is quick, which is why I tried to get up to the coffin.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
And Jim, how's this? Apparently, children don't believe everything they are told. Apparently, children don't believe
Destiny's
everything.
Charles just finished.
Yeah, we still need it. What are they, violins at the end? Is that what that was?
Some sort of stringed section.
Yeah. Just have the cold out, guys. You know what I mean?
Just, why do we need you, Peter? If you listen to the show and you're writing the music, just go boom,
boom.
That's it.
Finish on a beat. Yeah, we don't need the violins. Sorry, Queen Bee. Some feedback. Apparently, children don't believe everything they are told. New research, guys, get this, has shown that children as young as six show signs of skepticism towards their parents and what they've been telling them. So psychologists have been testing kids' abilities to think about claims they are told from their parents and found that often they don't believe what's being said. So often when parents have to come up with like little white lies to tell their kids either to go to bed or to stop doing something or that kind of stuff, kids are now questioning it going, hang on a minute, I reckon you're pulling my leg here, Mum.
I think that's
so this
good.
Is like a new thing. So new age kids are questioning
new
it.
New age kids. Yeah. They're smarter, mate.
It's critical thinking.
It is critical
healthy
thinking.
Healthy amount of skepticism. I like it.
Absolutely. They're getting smarter, mate. They're getting smarter and they're getting younger. Apparently more... That kind of sounds like Benjamin Button. No,
yeah, they're getting smarter and they're aging backwards.
No, that's not happening. They are getting smarter, though. They are getting smarter. Apparently, more and more younger kids are calling out their parents. So this is like six-year-old kids calling out their parents going, well, that's not true. That's not true, Mum and Dad. And then the parents are getting stressed. So they've got to be more creative with their little white lies. Your parents ever come up with little white lies, Producer Grace?
Yeah, I had this budgie named Patty. Mm. And apparently a couple of weeks into us owning Patty, he had an untimely death.
Sure.
So my
we shouldn't laugh, poor Patty.
Yeah, my parents replaced him, didn't, and just told him, well, it's the same bird, obviously, different personality.
Yeah.
And then...
Different colour.
Yeah, clearly.
Didn't we have a cockatiel? Yep, no, you got a galah now.
Mum, that's Patty. A cat.
Then they told me that he flew away. Apparently, second Patty also had an untimely death.
Oh.
And my parents only told me about it about 10 years ago. They were like, you know your bird Patty. That was two birds.
See, this is the thing, little white lies. I mean, Jim, your parents, any little white lies for you?
No, my parents were probably too brutally honest.
Yeah, and also to be fair, you'd be one of those kids who'd be like, don't believe that, Mum.
Yeah, but well, it's funny. So the one person I was scared of growing up was my nan.
Sure.
It was my mum's mum, Betty. She was everyone was scared of Bet. She was a very angry lady. She taught me to gamble at a very young age, far too young. And then she'd take my money. We'd play poker and she would... Yeah. She would take
She's
my
like,
money.
I'm teaching Jimmy a lesson.
You're going to learn how to lose.
But one thing Betty hated more than anything was people. I don't really understand this. She hated people that drank during dinner.
Right.
So you would, you know, if you were eating a meal, you would eat a meal. You would drink before, you would drink after. You would. She found it incredibly rude. I don't know if this was something that, I don't know, she grew up around or if back in the day older people found it. But, yeah, she just hated people drinking and eating. So my mum was a chef. Dad was a firefighter. So when I grew up, I spent a lot of time at Nan and Pop's home. Nan hated it. So Nan told me that there – I told this story at her funeral, by the way. Yeah. This, it like, it blew my mind. So she told me that there were two tubes – when so your food and your, you know, water goes into your mouth. Two tubes that go to your stomach. Now, they both can't work at the same time. One tube is for liquids and one tube's for food. So if you are drinking and eating, the tubes get confused, stop working, and you choke and die.
Betty, this is an in-depth lie.
And she was a scary lady. So when she told me, I believed her. Now, I would have been incredibly young. I would have been 4 or 5 maybe. I'm not proud of this, but I believed that till I was about 14 or 15.
Yeah.
I was at high school. They were talking about the human body and they just showed like an, you know, the inside of the human body. And there was one tube from your mouth to your stomach. And I've gone, I put my hand, I go, hang on a sec. Miss, are you telling me there's one tube that runs? And she goes, yeah. And I'm like, there's not two and they stop working if you're drinking and eating? 10 years of my life, I would not eat and drink at the same time.
My parents used to do a classic where they would, if they didn't want to take me somewhere, like if me and my sister wanted like Macca's or if you wanted to go play somewhere, they would just say it's closed. It's a classic one. Like it'd be like 6:30 at night and we're like, can we get Macca's tonight? And then mum and dad would be like, they'd pretend to call and they'd be like, oh, Macca's is closed.
What happens if you're driving past at like 7 p.m?
Closed. They left the lights on.
All these cars and lights.
They're the workers.
Yeah.
They're just cleaning up.
And the thing is, I wasn't one of those smart kids. So I'd be like, oh, Macca's have just left the lights on. They're still closed at 6 p.m. on a Tuesday. So 131060, Australia, jump on the phones right now. What lie did you tell your kids, or do you still tell your kids? Those little white lies that you make up.
The Jimmy and Nath Show Podcast.
Can I?
What are you laughing at? It's Jimmy Nath, by the way. What?
We were chatting about this off air. So a friend of ours by the name of Jack Perkins, he's a close friend of ours.
He's one of our best mates, of course. Yeah.
So he was texting me saying like this morning and I was like, mate, I've got the show on. Like he tried to call me. I was like, I'm doing it. And he goes, oh, that's right.
We've got many of our friends who try to call us whilst we're on the air.
And I'm like, I'm doing the show. And he goes, oh, sorry, I was listening yesterday. He goes, how funny was Nanny Lim, L-I-M?
This is my Nan, yes.
This is your Nan. And then I went, it's Nanny Lynn, L-Y-N-N-E. And he goes, actually? And I go, yes. And he goes, wow, I thought she wasn't Asian. I thought that was a weird name, Nanny Lim.
He's met Nan. He's like 15 years.
He's like, I was calling her Nanny Lim. Yeah, you would have heard her. She was on the show yesterday doing love advice.
We love Nanny Lynn. We love Nanny Lynn. Jack, jeez. Yeah. Our friends, mate. Honestly, sometimes I'm like, why are we friends with these people? Asking the question, 131060, what little lie did you tell your kids, guys? What little lie did you tell your kids? Because apparently children, apparently they're getting smarter. As young as 5 years old, they're not believing the white lies that their parents are coming up with. I used to get these all the time. Mum and Dad, I was telling before, Mum and Dad would just tell me things were closed if they didn't want to take me to things like Macca's and stuff.
I remember my mate's parents doing that. Like,
yeah.
Because we only really had Macca's where I grew up. And we were like, I remember at my friend's house and he was like, can we get Macca's for dinner? And his parents were like, nah, it's shut. And I was like, it's weird because I went last night with my parents at the same time. And they go, yeah, no, it's open late on Mondays. Yeah, they're like,
shut up, Jimmy. You're ruining our life. Tash from Geelong. Hi, Tash.
Hi, how you going?
Good. What little lie do you tell your kids, Tash?
It's not what I tell my child, but it's what my mother told me. And I didn't believe it till I believed it till I was in my 20s. She told me if I ate frozen peas or icing or too much icing, I would get worms.
This is a classic. My mum always used to throw the worms thing around at me all the time. So
frozen peas or icing, did you say, Tash?
Yeah, so I loved eating frozen peas. Like, what mother wouldn't prefer your child to eat some vegetables?
Yeah.
And yeah, no, if you can't eat too many of those, you'll get worms.
You get worms.
And is I was like, until I actually realised that she was telling me a lie.
Yeah. I mean,
and it's just odd two combination, frozen peas and icing. That'll
so yeah, it wasn't. It worms. Wasn't if eating them together will create worms inside you, Tash. She would use this lie for both.
Just separately.
Right.
So she obviously didn't like you eating frozen peas or just icing. So that was her a way of getting you to stop doing it.
Yeah, absolutely.
My mum, if I was eating too much, my mum would be like, if I was saying I was hungry, mum would be like, "What have you got worms?
You got worms.
You got worms." I was like, "What does that even mean? I've got worms." Now I'm thinking, as a kid, I'm horrified.
Mate, I'm 32. I was itching my butt the other day when mum came to visit, and mum goes, "You've got worms." Well, I was like, "No, I don't." Well, mate, you have an itchy bum.
No, you've got to stop scratching along the carpet like a dog. Mitchell from Warhope. Oh, the chop. Hey, Mitch, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good. Thanks. How are you guys?
We're good, mate. What lie did you tell your kids?
So my mum actually told me when I was younger, and she still does to this day. I'm 19. So she used to tell us when we were in the car, when we used to turn the lights on, that it was illegal. And if we did it for a longer period of 5 seconds, something would bad happen to the car.
Yeah, this is a classic. My parents did this too. Yeah.
Actually, my parents did this as well. It's illegal to have lights
don't
on.
Don't turn the lights on. It's like, why?
Why? I have no idea. It's so, I don't know why that come about, but
Yeah, my parents, I think my dad still does that. He goes, mate, turn those lights off.
I remember, like, as a kid, turning it on to find something. My parents, what are you? It's illegal.
We'll be arrested. Jess from the Bluey Mountains. Hi, Jess.
Morning, boys. How are we?
We're good, mate.
Good, Jess.
What lie did you tell your kids?
It was me mum.
Yep.
When I was about 6, she would get home ice cream, get delivered to the house, and we weren't allowed to eat the ice creams because they had alcohol in them.
It's a classic. Of course. Okay. So you'd be like, we're too young for alcohol, so we can't have the ice cream. Yeah, Jesse?
Yep. I never argued either. I just believed it.
Yeah, that was me. Jesse,
can I tell you a true story? I was at I think it was my cousin's engagement party, and I found these little jelly tubs in the fridge, and I was like, oh, jelly, can I have jelly? And then, like, my parents were like, no, you can't have that. It's got alcohol in it.
Yeah.
And I was like, there's no alcohol in jelly, you idiots. So I was knocking back jelly shots as, like, a 12-year-old. They came into the kitchen, and they were just like, what's wrong with you? I'm like, I've been eating the jelly.
I love the jelly, Mum. Lucy from Kingaroy, wrap things up, Luce. What lie did you tell your kids?
Well, this is a lie I'm living still at this moment.
Great.
So
okay, I love this.
When my kids were little, we had a dam really close to the house, and it's not that well fenced. So to prevent them from going in there and possibly drowning, I told them that there was a crocodile in the dam.
Oh.
Yeah.
It worked really well
until they started asking questions and they couldn't see the crocodile. So then I had to do some research and I found this realistic crocodile floating head. And when I put it in the dam and my little son saw me when we opened the box, and so I actually had to pretend to wrangle it down to the dam.
So you've opened the crocodile head at home, your son saw you pretend to wrestle it all the way down to the dam, and then what, did you tell your kid that, like, it escaped the dam or something?
No, it's still there. And when we used to go down there, it's so realistic, so it didn't matter who went down there. It would give you the fright of your life because you really do think that there's a crocodile in there.
I just love that Lucy's kids would go to show and tell and be like, my mum wrestles crocodiles. I've seen it.
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
Hey, 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 Dad Joke Sundays are here to stay.
Oh, Dad.
Yeah. Yeah, no, we love telling a joke on a Sunday. It's a good way to finish this show. Have a laugh, have a little hee-hee, have a little ha-ha, have a little... Oh, Grace is gone.
Oh, Grace, she's headed off. She's had enough. I know we said we're near the end of the show, but, mate, the show's still on.
Yeah, you're going to come back
not,
in?
The show's not over.
I was going to go answer the phones. I'm sorry. I didn't know you needed me.
Did you hear Jimmy go, it's near the end of the show, and you're like, all right, I'll chuff off.
I might head off then, guys.
Chuff off early, eh?
I know we've got next week off, so I might actually just leave now.
Grace has had enough.
That's the keys in Grace's hands. Sorry, guys. Good
I'm going to chuff off, mate.
Look, I know you're not usually part of Dad Joke Sundays, but Grace, your mum has given you a joke.
Yeah.
She did. She wrote it down and she delivered it for me. I don't even remember it. Okay, what did one saggy boob say to the other saggy boob?
I don't know what.
If we don't get some support right about now, people are going to think we're nuts.
Very good from your mother. Yes. Very good. Very good. What have you got for us, Jim?
Nath, I'm trying to figure out, it's not a joke, sorry. I'm just trying to figure out, is butt cheeks one word or two words?
I think it's two words.
Oh, so I should spread them apart.
Very good. You got me with the this isn't a joke. So I'm like, oh, I thought we were just talking through the mechanic of the talk break. Very clever.
You thought you helped me with the joke. Do another one. Good.
Yeah, give me one more. Give me one more.
All right. Nath, I'm thinking of having my ashes. Yeah, I want to be cremated when I pass away. I want to have my ashes stored in a glass urn.
Okay.
Remains to be seen.
Very good. Okay, three strong jokes, guys. 13 10 60. Australia, you jump on the phones right now if you want to score yourself an Amazon Echo smart speaker. Every joke on the show is going to score one of those, but you got to call now. 13 10 60. Dad Joke Sundays continues next.
The Jimmy and Nath Show podcast.
Oh dad. Come on, daddy.
Yes, it is time for Dad Joke Sundays. We feel like it's the best way to end our show on a Sunday, just to have a bit of a laugh. We are off next week, so it's the best way to have a little break from us.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
There you go. Laugh your way out of here.
Laugh your way out.
Kane from Sunbury. G'day, Kane. How are you?
Yeah, good, mate. Yourself?
Yeah, we're good, bro. You got a dad joke for us?
Yeah, sure do.
Go ahead.
Why does the Norwegian Navy put barcodes on all their battleships?
Why does the Norwegian Navy put barcodes on their battleships? I don't know. Why is that, Kane?
So when they come back into port, you can Scandinavian.
That is very good. What on, Kano?
Scandinavian.
Let's go to the Yarra Valley. Verity, we got you there, Verity?
Yes, I'm here.
You got a dad joke for us?
I do. So what do frogs drink?
What do frogs drink, Jim? I don't know.
I don't know.
What's that, Verity?
Coca-Cola.
Very good. Jeez, people are on today.
This is good.
Coca-Cola. So Brett from Backers March. Hey, Brett.
Good morning.
Good morning to you, Brett.
Morning, Brett.
Brett, no pressure, mate, but this is the last dad joke we will hear for about 2 weeks, okay, because we're off. We're off next week. So, Brett, have you got a good one for us?
Oh, it's a good one. I had a good giggle for about 5-10 minutes.
Okay, this is excellent. That's what we need, Brady. It is over to you, mate. Take us out.
All right. What kind of bees make milk?
What kind of bees make milk? I don't know, Brett. What?
Boobies.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
Bruno Mars. Marry you live around the country. You got the Jimmy and Nate Show. Thanks so much for being a part of it, guys. And unfortunately, Jim, this is where we wrap things up.
Yeah, and that song, I mean, it's like a divine show of faith because I'd love to marry you too if I could.
Oh,
you know
thanks,
what I mean?
Mate.
But I have a partner. You guys have partners. Mm. But, you know.
And Grace is getting married. She's the you're the engaged one of the family.
I am, yes. Mm. And this time next week, we're getting ready for my engagement party.
We do. We've got your engagement party next week.
We got golf earlier that day.
Mm. Yeah, no, we do. Well, it depends how long it goes for. Obviously, yeah. We've got to play 48 holes. So. Well,
48?
I'm in Hobart at the moment. Nathan goes to Sydney. So I'll fly up Saturday. Mm. It's got the week off, by the way, guys, so you won't see us for a week. So I'll fly up Saturday, Nathan. That means because we can play golf Sunday.
Yeah, we've got to play a bit
then
of golf.
We can get to Grace. What time's yours start, Grace?
I don't know if I should say it on the radio.
What, you think you're going to Corey Worthington it, do you?
Did you guys say the location?
Did you guys hear the Sunday show? I'm going to rock up to that random party.
4 p.m. it starts.
4 p.m. So, like, people are just rocking up to venues across Sydney going...
Being like, hey, is producer Grace here?
We didn't even say... It could be in any state, you know what I mean?
It could be.
Could be.
Could be anywhere.
It's not. I ruined it, though, I said. look at this time for the show rating. I'm going to rate it a 10 out of 10. Have a lot of fun today.
It's got to be a 10 out of 10. We are off next week. We've got a little break, guys, but we'll be back and raring. And you'll still hear us. We will still be on next week. It'll just be some reheated stuff, you know, some of the best bits.
Best bits of the show. Yeah. Just had a good show. Dad jokes. Doing some weather reports earlier in the show.
100%.
Just really enjoyed it. So.
Otherwise, Australia, we'll see you all at the engagement party. But now we've given it away, haven't we?
Hey, Australia!
That's it. But don't worry. You can follow Jimmy and Nate on the socials. At Jimmy and Nate. And catch the show. Weekdays from 9 p.m. across the Hit Network. And on the Listener app. Or, if you see them, just give them a little kiss.